Well, I think it's very common for people to have wrong beliefs about heaven. I will say this. In the now, 11 years since the Heaven book came out, there have actually been quite a few pastors and Christian leaders that I've heard from and heard about that are teaching on the subject of the resurrection and the resurrected life on the new earth, who are taking seriously what Scripture has to say about this and trying to correct the predominant viewpoint that sees the eternal heaven as a disembodied state, which is so contrary to the entire doctrine of the resurrection, and yet somehow has taken hold. And so I think there's been actually a lot of progress. Some years after my book on heaven came out, N.T. Wright came out with a book on really related to the new earth. We had dialogued some in email. He had read my book and appreciated it, and I was flattered and honored that he, you know, drew from some of my material. Even though we theologically would disagree in certain areas, I really believe that what he has to say is just on the new earth is just biblical and right and true. And a number of people have said to me, wow, I read your book, and then I read N.T. Wright's book, and man, my thinking has really shifted in this area. And a number of those are pastors and seminary professors. And so this, in other words, people of influence, and a huge number of lay people. And I'm sure that many of those lay people, I mean, the Heaven book sold over a million copies, Heaven booklets has sold over a million, and then I've got other Heaven-related books that have sold a lot. And I just think they've gotten into so many hands now that a lot of people are so excited and encouraged that they're going to their pastors and their Sunday school teachers and saying, you know, when you're talking about heaven, it sounds really vague and like we're going to be angels and not have bodies, but that's not really what the Bible says, right? So, and I think most people, when they're confronted with that, and they're challenged, well, of course I believe in the resurrection. Of course I believe. But what they think is, I believe in the resurrection, but they don't have in their mind this concept of the new earth. And if you are in a physical body, you've got to have a physical place to live, right? I mean, the idea of, you know, tens or hundreds of millions of people with bodies floating around, that makes no sense. The new earth is the answer. We will have a resurrected world in which we will live as resurrected people, and there will be resurrected culture and resurrected all of the things that make us who we are as human beings, and it will all be done to the glory of God.